For the Dallas Morning News and KERA, I'm Michelle Aslam, and this is a special audio report from Arts Access, our community-funded journalism initiative. Today, a story about the Tin District, a community of local artists who found a new home at West Dallas's graffiti-rich fabrication yard. In the heart of the Trinity Groves neighborhood of West Dallas, there are rows of warehouses covered in layers of graffiti art. While it still sounds like an industrial area, the fabrication yard has long been considered a free community art space, open to anyone with a can of spray paint and an artistic vision. More recently, it's become home to an artist's quarter known as the Tin District. Home to nearly 100 creatives, the collection of studios and galleries features work from painters and printmakers to sculptors.
I didn't really want to spend a lot of money on furnishing my studio, so I tried to bring as much from home as possible.
Desiree Venezia is an artist and high school teacher. Before coming to the Tin District, she was selected to be a part of an artist cohort at the Cedars Union, an art incubator program that provides resources, space, and community for artists who need it. When her 18 months there ran out, she says it was hard to find anything that compared, until she found the Tin District.
That's the kind of situation that I want to be around, is like people who are doing things that are above and beyond, or people that are doing things that are out of the box.
Venezia's Art Nouveau style pieces often feature depictions of Black women and their stories. Her work explores femininity and sexuality with nuance.
This is a piece that I made after making a comment to my husband about being in my soft era. I was like, I need somebody to take care of me. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be soft. I want to be feminine and things like that. And so I was drawing pieces that were based off of this kind of like vulnerability, and like just being true to myself and just realizing that I want to be spoiled, I want to be caressed, I want to be held.
Almost half of the artists in the Tin District are women, artists of color, or both. Benjamin Munoz, who has a studio space here for his woodcut printmaking, says diversity feels like a priority in this community.
There's always a lot of open dialogue and a lot of great inclusion, and I think it's a good place.
Like Venezia, his own identity and experiences are an essential part of his art. His prints often explore his Mexican heritage and culture. One piece hanging on the wall in his studio features a paletas cart with a sign that reads, "Assembled in America."
There's a lot of really beautiful work made by Chicano artists that is wonderful. But a lot of it depicts our struggles. But I didn't see enough work that discussed how powerful we were.
Another artist of color who shares the space is Jay Chung, who also explores identity in his work. Chung was born in South Korea. He initially wanted to explore how art could be used as a form of healing and therapy for the people he met while visiting refugee camps around the world. Chung's paintings often illustrate scenes of refugees and migrants from Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Greece, often accompanied by abstract blobs of color.
I've been thinking about that, why I'm interested on those like displaced people who are neglected or like socially abandoned people.
Chung had a similar feeling during the pandemic. He says he lost two friends to depression, and his work began focusing on that feeling of loneliness. As things began to transition back to normal after lockdown, he began to find community with the artists in the Tin District.
I mean, this community is really helping each other, you know, they're promoting each other, and they're young too. So I kind of exciting about meeting with people here.
Munoz says in the past, it's been difficult to deal with the day-to-day stresses that come with making art by himself. But here, support from like-minded artists is just a few steps away.
There's artists whose work I admire within reaching distance that I could come in here and, can you tell me what you think of this? Does this look right to you?
Spaces like the Tin District aren't easy to find in Dallas. Artists here can grow and support each other's work, fostering meaningful art for the city. For KERA News, I'm Michelle Aslam.
You can find more Arts Access stories at dallasnews.com. To hear more of our special audio reports, search for the Dallas Morning News wherever you get your podcasts. For the news and KERA, I'm Michelle Aslam. Thanks for listening.